Pete Buttigieg concerned by impacts of Ohio train derailment. By Hannah Blow on February 14, 2023. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is concerned by the impacts of the rail derailment near East Palestine. He said in a statement late Monday, days after residents were forced to evacuate due to the release of toxic chemicals. "I continue to be concerned about the impacts of the February 3 train derailment near East Palestine, Ohio, and the effects on families in the 10 days since their lives were upended through no fault of their own," Buttigieg said in a social media update Monday evening. "It's important that families have access to useful and accurate information," he continued before contending there was a swift response to the incident initially. Usted has been supporting the investigation led by the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB. "Our Federal Rail Administration and Pipelines and Hazardous Materials teams were on site within hours of the initial incident and continue to be actively engaged," he said, making a vague promise to investigate what happened and hold those responsible accountable. "In the meantime, our federal partners at EPA are on site and monitoring indoor and outdoor air quality to test for VOCs and other chemicals of concern," he said, adding that the agency has screened 291 homes already with no detections identified. Buttigieg's Monday statement comes well over a week after the initial derailment, which forced residents to evacuate, as the derail train was carrying toxic chemicals. Nearly a week after the initial derailment, officials gave residents the okay to return home. "Hundreds and hundreds of data points we've collected over the time show the air quality is safe," the EPA's James Justice said at the time. However, recent data now shows that the train derailment on the Ohio-Pennsylvania spewed more harmful pollutants into the air, surface soils and water table than originally reported, as Breitbart News detailed. A list of the cars involved in the derailment and the products they were carrying since released by Norfolk Southern reveals several more toxic chemicals than first made apparent following the crash, ABC News reports. Among the substances were ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, ethyl hexylacrylate and isobutylene also in the rail cars that were derailed, the NBC News list shows. Contact with ethyl hexylacrylate, a carcinogen, can cause burning and irritation of the skin and eyes, and inhalation can irritate the nose and throat, causing shortness of breath and coughing, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The disaster serves as the latest incident under Buttigieg's watch, prompting critics to point out that the Biden official continues to offer delayed or lackluster reactions, offering vague promises to investigate for issue after issue. The airline fiasco last year, for example, even prompted Democrats to sour on Buttigieg. Watch: massive inferno, threat of catastrophic explosion after 50-car train derailment.